can say it. It's all about pain.
And who's gonna make it?
I am the game. You don't wanna play me. I am control. No way you can shake.
Welcome everybody to another edition of Unscripted Wrestling Podcast, and tonight we'll be just talking WrestleMania 36 and some wrestling. Tonight my hosts are Cliff and Doug will be joining us any moment. How are you, Cliff?
I'm good.
Not much. Just keeping busy. Of all this virus and
debacle.
But, yeah. So, yeah, we're both still working because we're both working basically grocery, so we're not going to be out of not working
out of
anytime.
Work.
So, are you working? You're not working tomorrow.
No, I'm not working tomorrow. Today, and tomorrow's my only days off this week.
Nice. Well, let's get the plugs out of the way before hopefully Doug comes on. Listen to us every Friday. Oh, speaking of Doug, here's Doug. Hi, Doug.
So you interrupt the plug to bring me in?
Of course. Well, how are you, Doug?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm good. You keeping safe?
Yeah.
Okay.
I run around outside naked every day.
That's nice.
Let's get the plugs out of the way again. Listen to us every Friday night at 8 or 9 p.m., depending on when we're available, and every Sunday night. Every Sunday, depending on stuff. And then listen to Boss Man and Anthony and Smirk every Wednesday night and Friday night on Mr.com/DirtSheetDudes at 10 p.m. And every other Saturday with Hollywood Hangout. And those guys can be found on every platform, and we can be found on every platform too. So let's get to it. Doug, do you want to talk about the poll that we're going to ask up on Facebook?
Well, I will get to that. Now, the purpose of the show tonight, now, obviously my brother cannot join us tonight. He's a little under the weather. And he talked about a format change for the Sunday night show. Because let's face it, we always don't get to watch, you know, NXT or AEW, or we usually pick one over the other.
Exactly.
So the format change was going to be this week in wrestling.
Okay.
And that's what the Sunday show is going to be from now on.
I like that.
I like that.
So, but before we get into that, the poll for this upcoming Friday's episode, it can be found in four different groups on Facebook. Facebook.com/oldschoolwrestling, Facebook.com/wrestlingumbrella.com/everythingprowrestling. Eric is a main member of that group. I don't really post in there because I don't like the admin, but Eric does. So you can find it there. And then also Facebook.com/wrestling in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Now, it's not on Twitter yet because there's six options. Now, Eric, on, let's say about Tuesday or Wednesday, or either tomorrow or Tuesday, whichever two options have the least amount of votes in those four groups combined, you can ixnay those and put the top four vote getters on Twitter. So it can be a Twitter poll.
Okay. Sounds good.
Now,
and I think Carrie's might be running away with it.
No, Regal's up by 3 points.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, Regal. Well, Kerry was running away with it in, like, one of the groups, but in that wrestling in the 70s, 80s, and 90s group, Regal is up, like, Regal is running away with it. So that, Regal's up, like, 3 votes right now combined.
Oh, wow. Okay. I didn't expect that. Wow.
So, anyway, so the poll this week, I gave Eric and Daniel, probably would have given Clinton had I have his phone number.
I gave him the list.
Did you give him the list?
Yeah.
I saw the list. I'm just trying to confuse. I was like, wait, so he was just picking out names to do, add on to the poll or whatnot?
Well, yeah, I gave a list of 10 names, and I told the guys, I said, pick 4. And Daniel and Eric agreed on the first two, which were William Regal and I think William Regal and Gino Hernandez.
Oh, wow.
And Eric said Kerry Von Erich and the Boss Man, and Daniel said Nick Bockwinkel and Ronnie Garvin. So I said, fuck it, I'll just put all 6 on the poll. So
how about
you
yourself?
6 poll options. Huh?
How about yourself?
I didn't care. I would have had all 10 names on the poll if it were my decision, but I went by what you guys said.
Well, thank you.
Oh. What?
Huh?
Oh, nothing.
Oh.
Oh. But your 6 poll options for this Friday night are Nick Bockwinkel, Gino Hernandez, Ronnie Garvin, Big Boss Man, Kerry Von Erich, and William Regal.
Yep.
Now, 2 of those are going to get eliminated off the Twitter poll because Eric can only put 4 on a Twitter poll.
Yep.
So
exactly.
The two that have the least amount of votes will not be added on that Twitter poll. And basically, there is no theme. It's just 6 guys that we just picked.
Yeah.
Sounds
good.
Exactly.
Okay. No theme. And then on Friday, we'll do that show. Now, the week after, next Friday, Daniel had an idea to do a what they call a tier list. So you have 4 tiers.
Okay.
And they do this on Cultaholic or
okay.
What Culture or one of them. And somebody actually did this on a YouTube thing with restaurants or fast food restaurants.
Oh, wow.
And basically you have like 4 or 5 tiers, categories. Like you
right.
have like your top and then you're close to the top and then you're, your middle and then you're, 4th tier, which is like, they're okay. And then the last tier, which is they fucking blow. So what we're going to do is we're going to do 4 eras. We're going to put them on a poll next week, put them on the poll, and whichever era you, the listeners want us to rank, that's what we're going to do.
Oh, wow, okay.
It's going to be a debate and a discussion, and that's going to be
a debate.
That's going to be the show for next week.
Oh, sweet. So a debate about the eras.
Well, no, it'll be, we're going to rank, we're basically going to do a tier list on whatever era wins the poll.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about the different stars of that era. So the golden era, the new generation era, the attitude era, and then the ruthless aggression era.
Okay. That should be fun.
So that's the next couple of weeks.
Sweet. So let's get into this. Yeah, basically, today I just want to talk about WrestleMania and whatever you guys want to talk about. Let's see. Do you guys think WrestleMania will happen? I know I asked you a couple of times, Doug, but we discussed this. I wanted to see what Cliff had to say.
I'm not sure. I know Florida, they want to cancel it. They're trying the hardest to cancel it. That doesn't want to cancel it.
Right.
I mean, but then again, with everything going on along with this virus and all this other stuff like that, it's like, why would you want to put WrestleMania being such like the number one hit in a company? Why would you want to jeopardize everybody being affected and doing whatever just for the money aspect? Just put it that way. Is the money really worth it?
Yeah. That's true. I think they should just postpone it until June or July. Just have it in the summer.
Mm-hmm. That's they're saying that they might they're looking about postponing it and having, because there's no pay-per-view that's in schedule in June.
Right. Go ahead, Doug.
Well, here's the thing. They're either going to – they want to have the event on time. Because, you know, Vince isn't necessarily known for doing what people tell him to do.
Right.
Okay, and, you know, and that's fine, I guess, to a point. So they want to have the event no matter what. But the only solution here would be to have the event in, you know, would be to have the event at, like, the Performance Center, just like they're going to do with their TVs for the next few weeks.
Yeah.
All right. But here's the thing. Do you really want to have WrestleMania at the Performance Center?
No.
Okay. Now, do I want to see WrestleMania get canceled? No. Do I think this coronavirus is a bunch of hooey? Yes. However, I do think that people are taking the proper precaution. And I do think people are doing the right thing. And I do think the state of Florida is doing the right thing by basically telling Vince, hey, if you don't cancel this, we're going to tell you to fuck off and we're going to cancel it.
Yep. Just like basically the cities in the SFL told him to fuck off. He was forced to cancel that.
Yeah. So so it's basically, he was basically given the ultimatum: do the right thing, or we'll do it for you.
Yeah.
And so I think that WrestleMania it's going to get postponed. Well, I think the city of Tampa is going to say you're not having it. You're done. You're not having it. I do, however, think that Vince McMahon is going to say, okay, fuck you. You don't want it. We'll take it somewhere that does want it.
Late notice.
Well, I mean, there was that thing that got sent out there about Saudi Arabia saying that they'll take it.
Well, of course, Saudi Arabia will pay anything. Yeah.
Right, exactly. So I could see Vince saying, all right, fuck it, we'll go to Saudi Arabia. The problem is that half the superstars don't like going there.
Yep,
so
if
there's WrestleMania plans for Daniel Bryan or Kevin Owens or Sami Zayn or all these women matches that they want to have, or Aleister Black, they're not going to happen because, those are – people that, don't want to go over there.
Is John Cena one of them too?
Oh, Cena hates going over there.
Yeah, and he's scheduled on the card, so.
Yeah, so I don't, again, so Vince McMahon, he's not going to do the right thing, okay? He's too old and too senile and too stubborn to do the right thing.
Yeah, I'm surprised he actually went. I guess he didn't have a choice at the SFL either. So.
So he's not going to do the right thing. It's going to be up to the state of Florida to say, fuck you, you're not doing it.
Right.
If you want to do it, it's got to be an empty arena in your performance center. I mean, just like with AEW. AEW, they moved their event to Jacksonville. As a matter of fact, I think it's actually going to be in Jacksonville the next 2 weeks. It's going to be at that Daly's place, and they were going to let like a small amount of fans in. But then the mayor of Jacksonville, or the mayor of Duval County, basically said, you guys can have your event here, but you can't let fans in.
Okay.
They said okay. They said okay. So it's just basically the only people allowed in are going to be the people that work there.
Oh, wow. I thought that was canceled.
Huh?
I thought something happened in Jacksonville that they had to postpone that one.
No, as far as I know, they're still going to let the event happen.
Okay.
No, somebody in Duval County came down with the virus.
Oh, okay.
They tested positive for the virus, but apparently they worked out a deal saying that they can use Daly's place as long as no fans are let in.
Right. That's gonna be like what they're doing with NXT and Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah, so
Raw
here's the thing.
This week? Well,
no, Raw's gonna happen from the Performance Center.
Oh yeah, that's what I meant. Well,
they canceled it in Pittsburgh. Yeah, but it's gonna take place at the Performance Center.
Yeah.
I am a huge believer in the show must go on. Okay?
Yeah.
I am a huge believer in that. But I'm also a believer in don't do anything stupid that might get you killed.
Yeah.
Really sick. So... I agree with – I mean, trust me, I don't want all this stuff to get canceled. I actually want to watch stuff on TV. But I do believe in the health and safety of others.
Yeah, same.
Unless I don't like you, then you can die. But other than that, for the most part, I do believe – in the health and safety of others, and you have to take the precaution. Is it popular? No. Does it suck? Yes. But guess what? Health and safety provides, or health and safety trumps any entertainment any day.
Yep. This is bigger than sports and wrestling and whatever, everything else right now.
I do think, and I didn't mean to interrupt you, Eric, but I do think that nobody gave a fuck about this coronavirus until Tom Hanks said, oh, yeah, I tested positive for it. I got it.
Yeah. And that opened
Now everybody's just like, okay, if Tom Hanks has it, we're in trouble. It's got to be serious.
Yep.
Hold on, guys.
That's just, the way it is.
Exactly. Probably within a week, they'll probably announce something, hopefully.
Yeah.
But
Eric, actually, my phone went off. I got a message somewhere, so I'm going to hang up, and I'm going to call right back in about 2 seconds.
Okay.
All right. I'll be right back.
All right. These guys will be right back. Glenn, if you're still there. While we wait for the these two come back. Let's look at the WrestleMania card. You got AJ Styles versus Undertaker, which they're going to have a contract signing tomorrow night at the Performance Center. Which, by the way, it's Austin 316 Day, so Stone Cold will be at the Performance Center in Arm Raw, which would be good. I mean, great. But it's going to suck without fans because he is still one of the most popular superstars of all time to this day. And then you got John Cena versus The Fiend. Oh, Glenn, if you're back.
Oh, hey, I'm back. Yeah, I'm back. I'm sorry.
Doug is right back.
Yeah, it was just a text message from somebody, and of course that person knew that I was doing a show tonight, but
so you guys just want to go over the WrestleMania card and maybe give some matches that you'd like to see?
Well, I think we should wait until like we know that the event's going to happen.
Okay.
All right, because we don't know it's gonna happen yet. So why preview something that might not happen till July?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And then always wonder then what's gonna happen with the so-called storyline leading up to WrestleMania. Like you have to like either scrap it.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I think what probably could happen is they could end up doing a special at the Performance Center.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Not necessarily call it WrestleMania, but give it like another name. And then come up with new storylines for WrestleMania for like June or July.
Well, I suggested just make SummerSlam WrestleMania. I know it's in Boston. I know it's not outside, but I mean, SummerSlam is your biggest event of the summer, so why not just combine WrestleMania and SummerSlam together and just make it this big whole 6-hour spectacle? Cool. Because at this point, who knows when it's going to happen? But you make a good point, Clamp and Doug. What are they going to... As far as we know, the contract signings are this... The two contract signings are this week, right?
Yeah, the Reigns-Goldberg contract signing is supposed to happen, and I think there's supposed to be another... And then AJ and Undertaker are supposed to sign a contract on Monday, or tomorrow night.
Yep. Yeah, which Stone Cold Steve Austin will be in attendance. Is he just going to be there, or... Does he have an announcement, right, of some sort?
No, because it's the date is 3/16, and you know Austin 3/16, so.
So it's just 3/16.
They're just letting him come on.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
They get a rating, and here's the thing: is that like you know he's still going to be on. I'm sure. I don't think he's canceled yet.
No. I don't think so.
I know Paige had to cancel because she was supposed to be on SmackDown this past Friday, but she had to cancel because, they were having travel issues.
Oh, wow. But who else? Yeah, because Gronk is coming to SmackDown on Friday. What else?
Right.
He's going to make his debut. I mean, not necessarily his debut, but he's making an appearance. And then maybe Paige will be back. Paige will be on SmackDown this week. Any word on why she's disappearing? Or?
Because she said she wanted to confront Bayley or something.
Oh. Interesting. Is she making a comeback?
I don't think she can, because she actually just had another surgery.
Oh, okay. Speaking of that, I wonder how they're going to set that up, who Bayley's opponent for Mania. You think it's still going to be Sasha, guys?
I don't know. I mean, they only have 3 weeks to set it up. I personally think that Bayley's not going to defend her title at WrestleMania. I think they're just going to do something for the women's tag titles.
Oh, wow. And it could be like Becky, I mean, Bayley and Sasha in a match for the tag titles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I could see that. That's interesting. How about you, Clint? What do you think?
Oh, man. I was hearing that they was trying to make like a six-pack challenge for the women's. They wanted to make a six-pack challenge for the SmackDown.
Have
Sasha. Yeah. That's Sasha take on Lacey Evans, Naomi.
Bayley.
Lacey Evans. Someone else.
Well, probably be either. It'd probably be Alexa Bliss.
Oh, no. And Carmella, yeah.
And Natalya? No,
Natalya's
on
Raw.
Yeah, because it would be Bayley, Sasha, Asuka.
Naomi. Eric. Asuka's on Raw.
Oh.
Well, Asuka could be on SmackDown. But I think they're trying to set up a triple threat for the women's tag team with Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross, and along with Natalya Bassine.
Okay. I forgot that Asuka's on Raw.
Well, she can be on SmackDown while she's a.
Because her and Kyrie can defend the titles on all three brands.
Right. When was the last time they defended the titles?
TLC.
Wow.
Those titles have been a joke ever since Bayley and Sasha lost them.
Yeah, they have. Do you guys think they should just get rid of it, or can they do something
with
it?
No, when Alexa and Nikki had them, I mean, they were defending them all the time.
Yeah, but having like the Bookie Warriors, they're making them seem like it's a joke. I'm not a fan of them being a champ.
Yeah, I mean, I think somebody else should hold the titles. I think Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross probably one of the best choice, or even Sasha and Bayley. But it should be interesting. It'd be interesting to see what they do in the next couple of weeks if something if they have their postponed. What else?
One thing Daniel wanted us to bring up tonight is Triple H's demotion.
Emotions?
Demotion.
Oh, you mean?
Yeah, you guys didn't hear. He's not the COO anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I did hear about that. He's not like the vice president or something.
He's like an executive vice president, and his sole focus is NXT.
Oh, wow. You got demotion. Interesting. Did they just get rid of that title, or did they...
No, they just kind of demoted him without really, like, telling anybody.
Interesting. Huh. I mean, he has only been focusing on NXT, so that kind of makes sense. So... That's interesting that he got kind of demoted.
Yeah, I guess on SmackDown the other night, he kind of made a joke about how busy he was. Or Michael Cole said to him, he goes, "Hunter, I know you're a very busy man." And Hunter looked at him and said, "Yeah." He goes, "Who would have thought that getting demoted would actually make you, would actually make me more busy?"
Yeah, that's true. Demotion gets you more, makes you more busy. Interesting. What else can you talk? Is there any topic you want to talk about, Doug? Okay.
All right. Let me ask you. How do you guys feel? I've been holding this in for a while. With the whole Nyla Rose being AEW Women's Champion. Like, have you read, like, the backlash she got, AEW got from that ever since they made Rio drop the title to Nyla Rose?
It's kind of. I mean, a lot of people are not happy about it. This is how I feel. I feel like I think she shouldn't be champion, not because of her gender. I just don't think it fits right now. I don't think she's over. I don't think fans are behind it. I don't know. I just think it's a weird situation. I know it's 2020, but people can't. It's weird. How do you feel, Claire?
I think it's kind of strange. Like, I'm not for it whatsoever. She just don't fit the character to me as a champion.
That's how I feel.
But then again, I was like, if we really wanted to like set her up and put a title on like Warner, I would really love to see her face Awesome Kong. If he was gonna make a story, I would rather have a story between just me, that'd be something I'd love to watch.
Yeah, I thought Awesome Kong should have been the one that to take title off Rio, but that didn't happen. And we haven't seen Awesome Kong in, what, like 2 months?
Yeah.
Well, because she's off filming another show. She's on Glow. So, and they had to finish filming her last season, so Kong had to be there for that.
Okay. So I'm sure she'll be back soon, but yeah, I think Awesome Kong should be the women's champion. Who do you guys think should be the women's champion? Doug?
Yeah, I want to know her off the reel.
Yeah. I would say Britt Baker or Awesome Kong. Especially because Britt Baker is over as a heel. She is getting heel heat. She's probably, besides Brandy, she probably is the best female heel in AEW right now. But she is getting that heat every week. She's a great interview. Her and Tony have great chemistry when he interviews her. So I enjoy it.
You saw like the shots they took at Adam Cole on Wednesday night anyway.
Which one? They took shots at Adam Cole?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here. I didn't know they.
Yeah.
What did they say?
Well, it's like during her promo when he was interviewing backstage, she said, hey, Howdy Corey was like, well, you know you're never going to be a champion like Bayday, and quote his own thing.
Oh, wow, I missed that. Who do you think should be champion now, Doug?
For Baker.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mate. And how about Clint, who do you think?
I mean, I was enjoying Rio's champion. So I would have never, I think it was just too soon to take the title off of her like that.
Yeah. I'm sure she'll get another title. What are they doing with her now? He just.
I don't know what they're doing with her.
It's a shame because she was a good champion, I think. What else? Anything you want to discuss, Doug?
Dark Side of the Ring coming back in a couple weeks. Actually, as a matter of fact, it'll be back in about 9 days.
Oh yeah. Do you watch that, Cliff?
Never heard of it.
Do you even know what it is?
No, I don't. I never heard. It's the first I'm hearing about it.
All right. Dark Side of the Ring. It's a series on Viceland. And it's basically it takes a look at like some of like the more controversial events and deaths, in the wrestling business, and it exposes like some dark secrets. Like last year they did 6 episodes and it was on like Macho Man and Miss Elizabeth, the Montreal Screwjob, the death of Bruiser Brody, the Von Erich family, gorgeous Gino Hernandez, another person who died under mysterious circumstances, and then of course the last episode was about Fabulous Moolah. And they interview like a bunch of people, and they basically just kind of go behind the scenes and uncover like some of the dark truths or something like that. And this year the show's coming back. The first episode for season 2 is going to be a 2-parter on Chris Benoit.
That's the one I want to watch.
And then afterwards, you're going to have episodes on Owen Hart, Dino Bravo, New Jack, this former promoter named Herb Abrams, the Brawl for All tournament. Who else? There's more. Oh, they're going to do an episode on the Road Warriors.
Oh, that should be a good one.
Yeah, there's like 10 episodes in total.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch it.
So there's gonna be 10 episodes in total. So I know I probably missed a couple of topics, but Dr. D. David Schultz and his altercation with a 2020 reporter back in like 1984.
Wow.
This reporter asked him if wrestling was fake, so David Schultz actually smacked him upside the head and busted his eardrum.
Wow.
He's like, you tell me if it's fake.
Wow.
So.
Now, Doug, in the future, if they have a third season, who would you like? Are there any names that you would like them to do a topic on?
Another episode they're gonna do for season 2 is Superfly Jimmy Snuka, and the death of his mistress. But
wow.
as far as like your question goes, if they do a season three, I'd kind of like to see them do an episode on Gentleman Chris Adams. And
yeah.
The events kind of leading to his death and the demons he had. Also, I'd kind of like to see them do an episode on Brian Pillman and everything leading up to his death. I'd love for them to do an episode on the Warrior.
Yeah, I think that's coming too. For me, I would like to see Von Erich. From the family.
They did one, right?
Oh, they did? Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was season 1. I just said it.
Oh, I missed that. Sorry. I'm an idiot.
This comes on what channel?
Viceland. So if you have if you have Verizon, it's channel, well, in HD, it would be channel 6, it's 697 if you have Verizon.
Okay. That's exactly what I have.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good show, and I'm looking forward to it because of all these different subjects. And but I mean, and I've said this to people before, like, if you're going to watch this show, be prepared. If you're a wrestling fan that doesn't like hearing anything negative about wrestling, don't watch this show, because you might actually end up hating the wrestling business after.
Yeah.
So if you're open-minded, then yeah, obviously watch the show. But
yeah.
This may
you said,
change.
Doug, you said you wanted to do some talk about each one, like, weekly or every other.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I
yeah,
mean,
we
you know, like when we do when we now that we're doing this new format with the This Week in Wrestling thing, like that can kind of be brought up.
Yeah.
You know, every on our Sunday show.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
It's just like these are interesting topics, and especially like the second season and the Benoit one. I mean, they're starting off with a bang with this Benoit one. And what's funny,
yeah,
too, is Zeb Coulter, or Dutch Mantel, as most people know him as, but Zeb Coulter actually narrated season one, except for the Bruiser Brody episode, because they had to interview him for that episode, because he was there. So Mick Foley actually narrated that one. But season two is actually going to be Chris Jericho as the narrator.
Wow. That's going to be interesting hearing him on that listening to him for Chris Benoit. Weren't they
well,
good friends?
Here's well, yeah, but that's why he's going to be the narrator.
Okay.
He's just narrating. He's not going to, like, give an interview or anything like that.
And when, I wonder who did they get for the interview. That's gonna be interesting.
For the Benoit show? I know they got, what's it called?
Mysterio?
No, they got Nancy Benoit's sister, I forgot what her name was, but they got her sister to interview for that. Jim Ross, I think they interviewed for it, and they also interviewed Chavo Guerrero.
I was going to ask, they interviewed Dean Malenko.
I don't know. I know they interviewed Chavo because Chavo was technically the last person to talk to him before he died.
Wow. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this Chris Benoit one.
Chavo was the last person to talk to him before he died. Bob Holly was actually supposed to stay at the house that weekend.
Wow.
Because, according to Bob Holly, he was going to be in Atlanta for some business, and Benoit invited him to come stay the weekend, because Holly was off the road and all that. And he goes, you could come over for dinner or whatever. And he was actually supposed to come over the day. He was supposed to come over the day that Benoit supposedly murdered his wife.
Wow.
But he decided he was tired, so he just went home.
Wow. Well, what could have been?
So if Bob Holly would have been there, maybe things would have been different.
Yeah. Maybe he would have. It would have never happened. Wow. I never knew that.
Yeah. So they may have actually gotten Bob Holly to interview for this thing. I don't know.
Yeah. probably not Vince, right?
No, Vince has no affiliation with the show whatsoever.
Okay.
I don't think Bruce Pritchard has any. Bruce Pritchard had affiliation with the first couple of episodes in season one, because technically this show was actually supposed to premiere that, or like they actually filmed the first season for this show in 2016.
Oh wow.
And or they started production on it, but they couldn't get the episodes out there until last year.
And then did they just start filming this season last year too?
Well, they started filming this season last year once they realized, once the ratings started coming in for how good the show was doing. That's when Viceland was just like, okay, this show is really good.
Two.
We want a season two.
Right. And they only do it on guys that are dead?
No, because they did one on the Montreal Screwjob.
I'm trying to think of other names they could do. Maybe Piper.
I mean, they could.
Piper would be in.
Anyway.
Which one?
Owen Hart.
That's going to be one of the episodes for season two, Clintus.
Oh, that's cool.
They actually interviewed his widow.
Wow. Is this like your first sit down interview? Sit down interview or interview she did? It's done?
Yeah, because she really didn't. She hated the wrestling business. Okay. She wanted so desperately for Owen to get out of the business.
Right.
That, like, she wanted out. She didn't like the fact that he was in it, but she liked the paychecks. So Owen actually wasn't allowed to go out and buy a lot of stuff. He actually, like, he had to save his money. So when he retired, they would have money to live off of.
Yeah.
Which is smart.
Yeah.
At the time, the contract wasn't as big like they are now.
Right. So, so she was not necessarily a fan of the business. Also on another side note, as far as stuff coming up, dropping tomorrow on the WWE Network is another episode of the Broken Skull Sessions. This time, Stone Cold Steve Austin is going to interview Bret Hart.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I heard of him.
That's going to be interesting. And you know Bret Hart did an interview for this?
He may have done the interview for his brother. I mean, he was on the Montreal episode from last season.
Okay. I did see that's on demand, because I want to watch that one.
They are.
Okay.
Or they're at least
cool.
On Verizon on demand. But,
yeah, you should check it out, Claire. I think this is going to be a fun topic to talk about when all these shows air.
And speaking of our, did you guys even get a chance to watch any of the, like, the Ruthless Aggression on the network series?
I watched the first two. I have to catch up. I'll probably catch up in the next few days. There's nothing else on.
If there's nothing else that's going to be on, I might go back and I might go through and watch, you know, the episodes or whatever. But I wouldn't not necessarily like.
I mean,
I'm
the best
a,
one they did.
Obviously, I'm a fan
Lesnar
of it,
one.
But
the Brock Lesnar one was the best one out of all five. I mean, the first episode you can really skip because it's just like a recap of the Monday Night Raw. Monday Night Wars. And what's, it's just a recap of and where they picked off and why Austin left and everything like that. Basically, everything like a small continuation of what's going on in the league. But the best episode they did was the Brock Lesnar one.
Was that the third one?
That was the latest one. The third one was
Evolution.
The third one, that was, that was the longest one of them all.
Hmm.
I mean, it was all but I think that was kind of like the shouldn't have been that long.
Yeah. I'm going to check them out.
Yeah, I probably will too. I mean, there's going to be really nothing else on TV this week. I mean, except for like the shows that technically are still like the TV shows that are still in production, but nothing sports related is really going to be on. I mean, even the studio shows, I think, are, you know, everybody's staying home.
Yeah, FS1, they canceled theirs. I think ESPN might have too. I don't even know what
ESPN right now. I know they did First Take. Undisputed was canceled Friday.
Well, anything that comes from FS1 is going to be canceled at least this week.
For at least a week, yes. I guess they're just going to play it by ear. Which is smart.
And that's exactly it. It's smart. I mean, I really think that, you know, we're going to go through this week. I think everything's going to get back to normal. Because even like, Clintus, let me ask you this. Did you work yesterday? Did you fall asleep on me?
What happened?
Did you work yesterday?
Oh, yeah, I worked yesterday. Yeah.
Okay, how bad was it?
Actually, yesterday was the calmest it been. Mar Mayhem started around 10 o'clock Tuesday night. I was, Tuesday or Wednesday night. I was, because I've been closing all this week. And people started showing up nonstop over at around 10 at night. Now, I'm supposed to be doing tilts. I'm closing, just got finished closing, like, all the registers down. And it's just awful. And then we just got like a shipment of toilet paper yesterday, and we sold out in under an hour.
Wow.
I mean, it was Monday.
And
we got. What's the fascination of toilet paper? Which I'm trying to figure out why everybody's talking about it.
I don't know. Maybe they're confused, and maybe they think that they're just going to start. Maybe they just want to stock up, or maybe it's because they're going to do what this asshole in Tennessee did and buy out all the stores worth of toilet paper and then try to sell it on Amazon.
They can't sell on Amazon anymore. They prevented that, according to my brother said.
Yeah, I know. I read the article.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, that was the dumbest fucking thing I had ever heard.
Yeah, I know.
It's like you buy all this shit. You got people that probably have like 4 or 5 kids or something like that that need all this freaking toilet paper. You go and you buy all of it just so you could sell it for $70 on Amazon. Fuck you.
Yeah, scumbag.
Ridiculous.
People are selfish.
And I'll say this, and this is just my opinion. If any of this guy's neighbors have coronavirus, give it to them.
I mean, karma is coming. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Because, I mean, that's a dick. He wasn't selling toilet paper. I guess he bought out all the hand sanitizers and hospital face masks. Or whatever the fuck. But.
Yeah.
But then they said, wearing those face masks ain't going to do jack. That's the problem. Wearing face masks is not going to do jack. I'm looking at these people, and I'm just like, I just want to just, like, playfully, like, just sneeze around every time I see someone with a face mask. Just playfully, just to get a look on them. And it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Eric, how long is this show supposed to go for?
Hour. So we have, like, 3 minutes.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
But, like, I mean, I'll say this. As far as, like, everything that, you know, has gone on this past week, I mean, everybody just basically just stay safe. I mean, but also, too, I mean, things are going to be calm at least for a couple. Like, people are going to stay in their house. I mean, people are going to stay home for a couple of days, but because they are going to be afraid of this. But sooner or later, sooner rather than later, I should say, the boredom's the fear is going to go away and the boredom's going to set in.
Well, I said now, if you want to go on vacation, you better book your flight now.
Because, like, right now, like yesterday was actually, like, not bad at work. It was, like, calm. I mean, we had a few people here and there, but, like, you know, towards the end of the night, I was told that it wasn't, like, busy at all, and the closer had to throw away a bunch of food.
Wow.
But, like, today it was funny because, like, we would have nobody, and then we'd have a guest that would come out and buy everything in the display case.
Yeah, I see people are... All right, continue.
But, so they would buy everything in the display case because, you know, they need food. And, you know, restaurants aren't necessarily closing, but they're not going to have everybody, you know, dine in. It's going to be more of a, you know, you can get, you know, takeout. Or, you know, just call us and we'll have it, you know, and have it delivered or whatever. So restaurants are still going to be in business. They just don't want anybody to sit down for a couple of days.
Right.
Or maybe even a couple of weeks. But I really think that – I think things are going to get back to normal sooner rather than later.
I hope sooner because right now these people are crazy.
Hopefully by the end of the month.
I mean, soup is gone. I mean, usually I go and, like, order, like, get, like, a case or some little, like, a small, say, ramen. All everything off the shelf. Anything microwavable, frozen vegetables, everything is just gone.
Right.
And then once this whole thing passed by, it's like, you don't need to go food shopping. What you do with all that food?
Well, it was good. It was some good talk, boys. We'll see you on Friday night. You guys stay safe. Everybody stay safe up there.
All right, you too, Eric. Eric, I'll probably see you on Tuesday.
Yep, I'll bring the chocolate chips. I put them in my bag. So.
Okay.
And thank you guys. It was a good show.
All right.
Good discussions.
Yeah.
It was fun. Clint, tomorrow, 5 o'clock?
Sounds good.
All right.
Tomorrow, 5, sounds good. All right.
Yep. Later, Doug. Later, Clint.
Later, guys.
Later. Bye.
Later. Bye.
Bye.